This is a BBC North program for young people.
Mark and Lard.
Radio 1.
On a good day, average.
Brilliant, that one. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Go, 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 shawty.
Josh Homme, not the jingle.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's your birthday. We gonna sip a Bacardi like this.
Not long enough, is it?
No, it's talking. Not, no, no, talking. Right, that is your Cat American Dream and 50 Cent and Inda Club. And here's today's worst lyric.
He sits alone at a table in a small cafe. Drowning his tears in a bottomless cup of coffee.
You see, David, this is David Sneddon, right? And this is nominated by Hugh Keogh in The Village.
Respect.
He says, this makes me feel physically nauseous. David Sneddon's opening gambit in his pop career. He sits alone at a table in a small cafe.
Yeah.
Drowning his tears in a bottomless cup of coffee.
Coffee.
You know. Coffee.
No.
It's not happening.
He sits alone at a table in a small cafe. Drowning his tears in a bottomless cup of coffee.
Rotten.
As Hugh says, who's nominated him, I'm not bothered about the overall sensibility or structure of the lyric. It is merely the attempt to rhyme cafe with coffee.
Rotten.
It's like fingernails down a blackboard, right? Mm. And it says, and the tosser even has the nerve to bang on about writing it himself.
I thought
that.
I mean,
you see, it's a big deal about the fact he writes his own stuff.
Get somebody else.
You better not write in your own stuff if that's the best you can do, huh?
Get a grip, man.
There you go. That is today's worst lyric of all time.
Excellent.
Just to show that, you know, it's not an unkind feature.
No.
You know, Paul Bristow, a student in Harding Loughborough, we nominate sometimes bands that we like. Mull Historical Society.
Yeah.
The Supermarket Strikes Back. Honey, get the kids. Honey, sort the leaks. Make sure that the barcodes match the receipts. Now you see.
Oh, no!
Honey, there's a store, a new place in town. They're selling new blades for my mower. New blades for my mower.
Oh, God.
You can't accept it, can you?
We're not doing anybody any favours, are we?
Not really, no. But middle-aged dirtbag from Dumfries has been on.
Oh, yeah.
Says, regarding your current adoration appreciation of Sir Bob of Stourbridge...
Hey.
I feel that it is only right and proper to point out that the tousled mane, chest-thrusting 70s pouting golden god...
What?
...is no stranger to iffy lyrics, right?
Oh.
Example, Dancing Days from Houses of the Holy.
Oh, great record.
You told your mama I'd get you home, but you didn't say that I had no car. I saw a lion. He was standing alone with a tadpole in a jar. Now,
well, guilty as charged.
Golden God, you may be,
yes,
Sir Bob.
Yes.
But what is going
What's
on
What's that
there?
All about?
Right, so even people and great records that you like, even they get nominated. Now then, we have obviously completed Radio 24.
Oh, what? Amazing.
So we're not doing that today. Dino in Waterlooville's been on. Said, sorry, I thought Radio 24 was crap.
What?
I know that when it first started, it was gripping and made you feel that you were actually a part of the story. It became compulsive listening.
Yeah.
This sadly and quickly fizzled out into a mediocre drama, ending in a predictable finale. I was saying alarm clock since episode 7.
No.
I did miss episode 14, which I'm told could well have ended in a microwave.
Mm.
Fell asleep during episode 21, but I well got it right.
Yeah, so no. I mean, some of the critics have said that it sort of like got a bit too convoluted and you didn't know where you were up to and people tailed off who couldn't keep up with it, but I've never heard boring. It's ridiculous, that.
Well, that's it, you know. It's easy now. There's loads of people going around saying, oh, yeah, alarm clock. I spotted that ages ago.
No,
you know,
you
and
didn't.
It's like, Kieran's been on. He says, unfortunately, one of my colleagues downloaded the entire series of Radio 24 and ruined the ending for me by telling me about the clock halfway through episode 3. However, I continue to listen. I was not disappointed by the suspense created by the mail order timepiece. Brilliant.
Good. Yeah, brilliant. It was brilliant.
It was brilliant. I think it really was. It was great. So we'll have to do another series of that.
Definitely.
All right, then. 11 minutes past.
One.
Thanks very much, Joe Wiley. There's going to be a Radio 1 DJ pool tournament in
there
June.
Is.
And I'm partnering Joe Wiley.
I believe so.
And we are going for most inept partnership.
No.
We are.
You are. You like the Gary Bushell. You're
I don't.
Bad.
No. I'm very poor at pool.
No.
I mean, snooker, forget it.
Well, that's a bit further away.
Who can see that far, right?
Binoculars.
But pool, I'm very bad at, except once every 3 years or so, I have the right pints of Guinness and the stars are in alignment.
Yeah.
And I have an unstoppable night.
I've been there, mate.
I whooped the Mahomes' asses in Leicester.
Yeah.
And, you know, then on the other days, you know, I just cannot get it at all. Cannot pop
consistently inconsistent, mate.
That's
it's a shame. Right?
Mercurial.
Mercurial,
I think
that
would
fits.
Be one way
yeah.
of putting it. And, you know. Yeah. But there you go. Anyway. But,
Friday.
Right, Josh Homme, though. What a song that
oh, yeah.
It really
what
is a brilliant performance. So, there we go. Thanks to Joe for show and for that. Right, on our show today, we're having a tug of peace.
We are.
Having an Easter-flavoured tug of peace.
Woo.
So give us a ring, 08700 100 100, if you would like to join us on tug of peace today. No son of Cheesley.
Nah.
But, you know, to discuss matters spiritual, the Rabbi Lionel Blair.
Excellent.
We'll be dropping in very shortly indeed.
Excellent.
Right, okay. We will be having the final edition of You're an Embarrassment.
Great.
Because as of Tuesday, we will be having a look at folklore and customs of the British Isles and your cultural guide, Sir Bernard Wrigley.
Or Hallon Menswear, etc.
Right, OK, so that will be starting next week. So the last You're an Embarrassment today. Also today in Manchester is the big ticket giveaway at 6 o'clock in Albert Square for the Radio 1 Dance Day, which is this one big weekend, right? Free tickets for that, which is on Saturday the 3rd.
It's the 3rd, isn't it? That's right.
Saturday the 3rd of May, all right? And so that starts at 6 o'clock, and Fergie will be dropping in to explain about that.
Smashing.
Right? And also because Fergie, big dance man and everything...
Yeah.
We're going to be having some special Easter dance tunes.
We're spoiling them.
In a non-essential selection, you know. Some seminal Easter tunes and some
too
good
much.
Dance music, right?
Too much, man.
And we may even throw in a hefty slice of classic rock, mate.
Oh, yeah.
At some point during the show. All right. So that's vaguely what we're doing, but we'll bumble along for the next hour and three quarters.
Might as well. We're here now.
Take it through till 3 o'clock. All right? All right. Fantastic record, Radiohead, our record of the week. Yes, and that is There, which comes out on May the 26th. All right, then, it's 19 minutes past.
One.
And if you'd like to give us a ring on 08700 100 100, we'd love to hear from you, and you may be able to get on Tug O' Peace.
Excellent.
Well, he's welcome back. You've heard his distinctive tones, and nice to see you, the Rabbi Lionel Blair.
Hello there, Mark. How are you?
Very good indeed.
About Easter, then?
Well, yes, I mean, it is Easter time, Rabbi.
Yes.
I mean, it's an obvious question, but
yes.
I mean, what does Easter mean to you?
It means a lot, Mark. Yes. Yes. Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, could you expand on that? I mean, for instance, how do you think Easter has changed over the years?
Okay, well, to be honest, to me, it means a time of hypocrisy and selfishness, Mark.
Ooh.
It's like Christmas. To me, you see, it's been hijacked by commerciality.
Well.
I often wonder if people remember if it's a religious time at all. To most people, it's time off work, self-gratification and chocolate eggs. It's a disgrace. Going to church on Good Friday was once, for the Christian community, the main part of the day, a celebration of Christ, if you will. The remembrance of his passing.
Yes, well...
It was a time to take stock and appreciate selfless sacrifices, Mark.
Well...
A time to ponder our own worth and to share our experiences of love, compassion and love, and being a nice person like me. That's what I think it's about. But there aren't many nice people like me anymore, unfortunately.
Well, that's a bit strong, isn't it, Rabbi? I mean, surely not everyone has selfish pursuits in mind at this time of year.
Well, not all. But most of them, Mark, I would say 99% of the swines.
But can you quantify this belief in any way?
Not really. Can we just crack on?
Well, no. I mean, I don't think we can really, Rabbi. I mean, you unleash a sweeping statement like that, castigating a large part of the population, not to mention our listeners, and then brush it off without an explanation or facts to back it up.
Listen,
I was just going to make this a nice spot, but you've riled me now. I think you should give us a lengthy and credible explanation of your cynical thoughts or take your comments back.
Okay, then I'll take them back.
All of it?
Yeah, all of it, yeah. Just put the music on.
All right, then, yeah.
I was walking down the road just the other day when I saw a man drop a pound coin and someone picked it up and gave it him back and I thought, it's a lot like life. Thanks a lot. Ta-da.
Whoa!
No.
Right. Hey, what?
What?
I mean, supposed to do, like, you know, thought for the day thing a few minutes.
I've done it.
That was rubbish, that. Where are you rushing off to?
Well, it's Spurs versus Man City in less than 2 hours. Pay-per-view, and I'm not paying for it, so I'm going down the pub. Make sure they get a good table near the big screen. Mustache!
I can play the piano very like that if I want to.
I know that.
It's just that normally I don't want to.
I know that.
That's Vanessa Carlton and 1,000 Miles.
Radio 1.
All right, then. Coming up, we've got tunes from U2 and Richard X versus Liberty X, and we'll be playing Tug O' Peace. It's 1:30 on Radio 1 with the news, Trudy Barber.
There are problems getting food and medical supplies into Iraq.
Radio 1.
Aid agencies say mounds of military red tapes delaying efforts to get food, water and medical supplies into Iraq. Save the Children says a plane full of aid's been waiting for permission to land for 11 days. British military spokesman Group Captain Al Lockwood says it can't be helped.
Security is the big thing, and until we are content, and I have to say the United Nations is content that it is secure for the aid agencies to work in Iraq, then we have to say no.
America says Iraqi Kurds have handed over one of Iraq's 55 most wanted men near Mosul in northern Iraq. He's Sameh Abdul Aziz al-Najim, a Ba'ath Party official. The US military think many more could be hiding in Syria. Police in Birmingham are investigating a second shooting in 4 days. Last night, a 28-year-old man was shot several times in Aston. On Monday, 22-year-old Mohammed Sabir was killed. Superintendent Mick Rose says they may be linked.
People are making all sorts of connections with events in Lascelles a couple of days ago. We're not ruling anything out at the moment, but it's far too early and we've no wish to be speculative. But certainly we're investigating the possibility that there's a link between the two. But at the moment, we're not sure.
The Ulster unionists say there's no need for a public inquiry after Britain's most senior policeman said security forces in Northern Ireland had plotted with loyalist killers. Sir John Stevens says two loyalist murders in the 80s could have been prevented. Engineering works causing chaos to thousands of rail journeys. Paddington Station in London is closed and part of the West Coast mainline has been shut for 4 days, affecting up to 20,000 people a day. And in Dakar, India are all out for 215 in their triangular match against South Africa. Radio 1 Newsbeat, more in an hour.
One love.
One love.
One station.
One station.
Radio 1.
Richard X versus Liberty X and Being Nobody. And before that, U2 and Stuck in a Moment You Can't Get Out Of, which is a fine tune.
Top tune.
All right, it's 22.
Two.
Hey, good afternoon. This is Mark and Lard on Radio 1. Will you do a get back to work for Captain Pugwash in Grainthorpe?
Get back to work!
That's from Butterbean.
Is it?
Which to me is an underused Christian name.
Yeah.
Will you do a biggity biggity bong to Kirsty Donovan, who had her baby last Friday?
Biggity biggity bong!
They named her Mia.
Very nice.
We've got one of them. And also, Larry Wilkie's been on, right? He says, I wonder if you could give a big shout-out for the football team that I support. I know you sometimes get frustrated when your beloved Man City don't win a game. We're getting used to it.
Mm.
But just imagine how it feels to be a supporter of Exeter City.
Oh, dear.
Currently 92nd in the Football League, and we know a bit about that, because my good friend Jamie
is a
big Exeter fan. Hello, Jamie. With four games of our season to go, we're in great danger of sliding into the conference for next year, our centenary year.
Oh, no.
So could you please shout out a good luck, lads, for the management players of Exeter City as they strive for the points that will keep us in Division 3.
Good luck, lads!
All right, glad to do that. Come on, you Exeteronians.
Yes, and come on, you Blues.
Well, indeed so. We would like to see a turn in the fortunes there, wouldn't we?
Yep.
Or at least a bit of effort.
Yep.
Would be nice. A bit of something. Anything.
Anything, please, lads.
All right, then. Coming up later, we will have You're an Embarrassment, the last edition of that, where we have got the non-essential selection with some special dance tunes. Ooh. Some really big dance tunes in that today, especially tailored for Easter time.
Smashing.
Right, we're going to have a slice of classic rock from this LP.
Yay! Classic.
Right, in surround sound, if Woof. You've got the right machine.
Woof.
Right, okay then. And Fergie is dropping in as well, because he's telling us all about how you can get tickets today for the first day of the Wombe Weekend, the dance day, on Saturday the 3rd of May, Manchester Heaton Park.
It's a tug of peace, what with one thing and another, it's a tug.
All right, then, Derek Jones is on the line. Jonesy-o.
Yo, guys.
How are you doing, mate?
All right, thanks.
Very good. And where are you?
I'm in Melton Mowbray.
Melton.
Oh, are you joking?
Well, what a place.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't want to talk about pies because that's just cliche.
Yeah,
everybody
that.
Knows about that. But, yeah. I mean, you know, so much, isn't there? You know, where do you start? Beaver Castle?
Yep.
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, home of the Earls of Rutland since 1703. But everybody knows that, I suppose.
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah.
I mean, we even hired a helicopter one day just to fly over Rutland Water, didn't we?
Well, we
do you remember?
You know, Rutland Water, the largest man-made lake in Western Europe. Rutland Water has something for everyone.
Very nice to cycle around.
As long as they like water,
yeah,
presumably.
Water, yeah. Water.
I mean, you've got Melton Country Park, haven't you?
You have, yes.
Rotten, you are.
You can walk on the disused branch line of the Great Northern and London North West Joint Railway there.
Ooh, can you?
Yeah,
yeah, you can. I mean, you know, at last count, there were 16 sites of special scientific interest in Melton Mowbray. I mean,
oh, it's fantastic,
amazing.
Isn't it? Roman roads, the Fossway and all
amazing.
That.
Amazing.
It's a place to visit.
The market is the only one mentioned in the Doomsday Survey in Leicestershire, you know.
705 listed buildings.
Oh,
just go on.
Go on and on.
Just shows you.
What are you doing in Melton today? Are you working?
No, day off today.
Day off, excellent. What do you do when you do work?
I'm a graphic designer.
Oh, yeah? Have you graphically designed anything that we'd be familiar with?
Cat food.
Have you?
Yeah, whiskers and kitty cats.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have Felix in our house.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, for the cat, not for kids.
No.
Like, right, obviously. But anyway, I'm sure the whiskers cans are fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Award winning.
I'll have a look next time I go shopping.
Yeah.
And what do you like doing when you're not designing cat food tins?
I like doing home improvements.
Classic. You don't, do you?
I do, yeah.
Oh, God, I put up a baby gate this morning. turned the air blue with language in it. Oh, it's a nightmare. Only four little things to put on the wall.
Yeah, been there.
I put a house number up this morning.
You put a house number up?
Oh, sterling work.
Yeah. That's a big job, that.
And yeah, screws.
That's
you
know. It for today.
Well, there you go.
Sim done.
All right, Josie, nice having you on anyway.
And,
we've got Indy Sangera on the line.
Hello.
Have I pronounced it all correctly there?
Yeah, very good.
Excellent. And where are you?
I'm in Longeaton in Nottinghamshire.
What is it?
Run that by me again.
Longeaton in Nottinghamshire.
Longeaton.
What's that then?
It's a town. In the middle of nowhere. Well, not in the middle of nowhere, but in the middle of Derbyshire and Nottinghamshire.
You've been that well, haven't you?
Blank spot for me. What would it be famous for?
Do you know what?
What?
Not much.
Well, there
you go.
Most
believable.
Well, you know. There's nothing against it. I like places that are barely on the map.
Exactly. You'll do well to come visit there.
Well, we might do one day.
How will we find it? There's no road signs or anything. It's not on the map.
Compass in the heel of your shoe.
Well,
that's
it.
Well,
you can get around that way, can't you?
Indeed so. And what are you doing in Longeaton?
I'm a student.
Are you?
I am.
A student of what?
Student of A-levels.
Oh, what are you doing?
Psychology.
Oh, yeah.
History.
Yeah.
And drama.
Well, that sounds all right.
It's a bit good, isn't it?
That sounds all right. Are you doing a play?
I did do a play.
What did you do?
I did The Grace of Mary Traverse.
Oh, I don't know. The what?
By Timberlake Burton Baker.
Oh, right. And what part did you play?
Mary and Mrs. Temple.
Oh, well, those are the key roles,
exactly.
Aren't they?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And people say those are as a pivotal. Is a word that's often
fulcrum,
right,
etc.
And what do you like doing when you're not doing your drama, then?
A bit of watching theatre, a bit of singing, a bit of acting.
Yeah. All right, then, yeah. Well, it's very good having you on, Indy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Are you supposed to be swatting today? Are you doing anything?
I am. Do you know what? I've been swatting for the past half hour.
Well, that's enough, isn't it?
That's plenty, that.
That's plenty.
It's Good Friday. Have a day off.
You know, you don't want to overcook your brain.
Exactly.
No.
I'll take your advice.
Half an hour a day. Ample. All right. Well, good luck to you. We'll get on with it after another tune. I like this a lot, actually. It's called Televised by a band called Calla, C-A-L-L-A. Originally from Texas, they're now in New York, and it's out on May the 12th. That's terrific, I think.
Yeah,
I really like that a lot. Televised by Calla, which I don't think is the most memorable name for a group.
No,
is it?
Not
C-A-L-L-A. Oh, they're playing a bit more.
Shut
out on May the 12th, and they're playing at the Prince Albert in Brighton tomorrow.
Good night.
It's a tug of peace. What with one thing and another, it's a tug of
there now, we got Derek Jonesy O. Jones in Melton Mowbray.
Yo.
All right then, can you bow to the left-hand side, please, because you are today's Eastertide one thing.
Okay.
Yep.
Could do with being spruced up a little bit in here.
Well, in where?
Good Friday, isn't it?
It's a little room.
Well, it's up to you. It's your room. Stuff. We don't provide rooms. The booths have gone, mate. We just provide the rope. You'll have to get on to your local authority about the room. it's not our business anymore. Right, and Indy Sanghera in Longerton and Nottinghamshire. Have I got that right?
You're basically there.
Yeah, OK. Can you nip out to the right, please? Because you are today's Good Friday another.
There we go.
OK. Fever. Excellent. All right. Best of luck to the pair of you. And if you can get your respective ends of the rope now, please. Take the strain and heave!
Game on!
All right, and all the questions are on an Easter theme today, of course. Right. Oh, to be in Gateshead, now that Easter's here, as the famous poem goes. One of Gateshead's most famous sons is, of course, Stevie Wonder, who to this day stays close to his northeastern roots by wearing a traditional crocheted peg bag on the back of his head.
Oh.
But what is Stevie's real first name? Stephen. Stevenage. Stevenson. Steveland.
Another.
Oh, who's that? Michelle says one thing.
First one, Stephen.
Do you know, that is a good answer, but it's not right. It's not right. So, Indio, you've got Stevenage, Stevenson or Steveland.
Is it Steveland?
It is Steveland.
Is it really?
Steveland Judkins, his name is. 4 days half Easter, April, June and November has more, except February alone, which hath 25 except each leap year when Easter is cancelled. Mm. So goes the old folk rhyme, handed down to kids learning at mother's knee. One pop star who has a mother is Robbie Williams, although strangely, he did not learn at her knee, as centuries of inbreeding in the Port Vale area have left the Williams clan without knees and with long, jointless, straight legs like drain pipes. But what is the name of Robbie's songwriting partner on loads of his big hits with whom he... Yes.
Guy Chambers
is the correct answer. She was quick there. Hey-ho, here we go, Easter rustling, hey-ho, here we go, riding on a donkey. So runneth the Easter song we all know so well. Many pop stars, having grown up with these words ringing in their ears, go out and buy a donkey when they've made a few quid, including Nicky Wire, Punjabi MC, and the one with a lazy eye out of Atomic Kitten.
Oh!
But which band was original Atomic Kitten's Svengali Andy McCluskey a member of? UB40, OMD, Culture Club, Human League. That's got him.
That's got him.
I was talking and I didn't hear who got him first, right? Another, says Michelle. It was not the Human League, you know. Andy, he wrote their early records and produced all the stuff, right? And so was he a member of UB40, OMD or Culture Club, Derek?
OMD.
Is correct.
Hey.
He is correct. Had the curly hair and slightly bucked teeth and did a peculiar plant pot dance on Top of the Pops.
So he did.
Yeah, I mean, like sort of Ken Dodd with a synthesizer, wasn't he?
Yay.
Very similar. I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet, and Alec Ferguson would gob on it in the Easter Parade. So goes the lovely song from the film Easter Parade, starring Fred Astaire, Ginger Baker and Ally McCoist as wee Jock McStiffion, the jinky little Scottish tripod. And who can forget the classic final scene of the film when Fred and Ginger ride down Sucky Hall Street in matching invalid carriages with a rain of phlegm cascading down on them from the mouths of 200 Sir Alex lookalikes as cheeky grinning Ally brings up the rear with his Easter festooned phallus. But which band had a hit with the song just like Fred Astaire? New Order, In Spiral Carpets, James, or the Manic Street Preachers?
Another?
Yeah.
Was it James?
James? What did you say?
I'm making up answers.
Oh, you're making up answers? Why do you... I don't!
Oh, dear me.
I didn't even... New Order, In Spiral Carpets, James... Come on, both in, right? New Order, In Spiral Carpets, James or the Manics?
Manics.
You're supposed to have one thing, but the Manics is wrong. The Manics is wrong. So, another. New Order, In Spirals, James.
James.
James? What are you saying?
You're right. Well, that's what she's going for.
Saying James,
yeah.
Right. Sorry, right. James. Yay. You said James, you're right. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Eggs! Ah! saviours of the universe! The all-too-familiar Easter chant known to kids of all ages. While searching dung heaps for chocolate and excrement egg-shaped fancies, left, as folklore has it, by Shabba Ranks. Shabba often did his secret egg work dressed in a fluffy bunny suit, borrowed from Flaming Lips. Hence the phrase, Easter Flaming Lip, you see. Yeah. But which of the following girl singers was once a Playboy bunny? Alison Moyet, Annie Lennox... What are you laughing at, Teddy? Annie Lennox, Kate Bush, or Debbie Harry?
One thing.
Yeah.
Debbie Harry.
Is the right answer. Ooh. Okay. What in the Easter charts...
Today...
Is an Easter-flavoured record...
Which
is egg-shaped vinyl production...
Brown...
Has a record around an egg theme...
And
which is...
We never got
to the big egg question.
No, well, by my reckoning, Lefty One Thing Jones, I was two. Mm. Whereas Righty Another Indio has three.
Well, right then. Indio, we can send you £15 in CD vouchers for that.
Wonderful.
All right then. And best of luck with your A levels.
Thanks very much.
All right, well, thanks for coming on. Bye. Right. oh, no, we do it the other way around, don't we?
Yeah,
anyway, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Derek, I'll send you a runners-up prize.
Ooh, what is it?
It's a cracker. Have you got a DVD player?
I have, yes.
This is brilliant. It's a double feature, two Tony Hancock films.
Ooh.
Which, I mean, The Punch and Judy Man, which I don't know, I must say.
No,
but
I don't
the other
know
film on it is The Rebel, which is a brilliant film.
Classic.
I'll take your word for it.
No, it really is. It's worth watching if you like vintage kind of classic comedy. It is brilliant. Anyway, thanks for coming on.
No problem.
Cheers. Right. Happy right. Easter. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's a tug of peace. What with one thing and another, it's a tug of peace.
Loneliness and loneliness killed my world.
That's Loneliness by Tom Craft on Radio 1. An announcement that the placebo gig at the Riviera Centre in Torquay tonight has been cancelled.
Oh, no!
Hopefully they'll be able to reschedule it. But anyway, this is not a joke, right? The gig has been cancelled because Big Stefan, right, had an arm injury yesterday and he spent the night in hospital and doctors won't allow him to perform tonight.
Job's a button.
So, get well soon, Stefan, and sorry about that, but no placebo in Torquay tonight. Oh, this just... No, it is right. I think I've played that one, haven't I?
Probably.
It's Easter, no one's listening.
Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers, which I inadvertently faded out halfway through, briefly. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you know,
I mean,
you've
it's
heard
just
it
kind
plenty
of
times.
Well, exactly.
You know.
I mean, it's Good Friday, and it's got that kind of end of term feel to it, hasn't it? Really. Before that, it was Io and Rapture. Fergie will be along soon to tell us about this ticket giveaway, Gubbins, just down the road in Albert Square, part of One Big Weekend. And also, we've got You're an Embarrassment coming very shortly.
Oh, yeah.
It's 8 minutes past
two
on Radio 1. And this is Mark and Ladd. And obviously, it being the last day of term, really, even though we're here next week.
Well.
But it's got to you're allowed to wear your own clothes.
Yeah.
Don't have to wear Radio 1 uniform.
That's
today, right.
Right,
yeah. You're allowed to bring games in.
Yay!
What was that game you and Patrick were playing with a drill, boring holes
that
between the cubicles in the toilet?
That.
Anyway,
it's
not about that.
It's not about that.
It's not about that. Obviously, last day of terms, bank holidays, you're allowed to bring in some of your own records.
And the bosses won't be listening.
All right, well, obviously. Right, well, I'll do the other. I thought we'd have a bit of classic rock because it's 30 years since Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon came out.
Great album.
Right, Radio 1. And there's a new 30th anniversary, fantastic reissue of it.
Radio 1.
Right, this is called Contextualising.
Yeah.
Thought we'd play a classic track off this. Now, the interesting thing about it is that it's one of the great rock albums of all time, right?
Yep.
If you don't like Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, you don't like music.
No.
Right? So, I mean, that's just a given, right? So we thought we'd play something off it. The interesting thing, I don't understand this, but it's a hybrid SACD, right? So it plays in stereo on...
Yeah.
Radio 1.
Yeah.
All right, but also it plays in 5.1 surround sound. Is that right, Chris?
Yeah. 5.1 surround. Like what you get on a DVD player, isn't it? With
yeah, on all SECD and compatible players.
Yeah.
I don't. What does that mean? What
you DVD haven't got play? One.
I haven't got one. Well, no. That's not surprising.
No.
All right, I haven't got a CD player yet.
No.
But, you know, I've still got a gramophone in the car.
Oh, no.
Scratches off every time you go around a bloody corner. I mean, it sounds like the essential selection, but I mean, but, apart from that, what's the point? Stupid. Anyway, right, so there is a you know, a 30th anniversary edition SACD. If you don't own Dark Side of the Moon, then this is as good a time as any to buy it.
Go get it.
Okay. So hopefully you'll be able to enjoy this in surround sound. If not, you'll just have to manage with stereo on Radio 1.
Ooh.
All right, from Dark Side of the Moon, this is Pink Floyd and Time. Well, really, we should go straight into Great Gig in the Sky there, shouldn't we? But, I mean, there you go. On Radio 1, Pink Floyd. It's not David Sneddon, I grant you, but Pink Floyd and Time from Dark Side of the Moon, 30 years old. Text flying in, just saying, wonderful to hear it. Martin in Rutland and Sam in Wheat Hampstead and Paul in Brum and Chris in Derry and Barty on the M11 and James on the M6 and Martin in Derby, Lucy in Yorkshire, Robert in Leeds. Wow, Floyd on Radio 1. Miracles do happen, you see. So fantastic. And as I say, if you want to buy it, it's as good a time as any because the 30th anniversary reissue in surround sound is out now. You're an embarrassment. All right, then. So while we are looking back at old times, a 30-year-old record, you know, it's perhaps as good a time as any to look back to a time when life was simpler. People were nicer to each other. Easter was on a Wednesday. All right, it's You're an Embarrassment for the last time in the foreseeable future. So who's lined up to be our last embarrassment of this current season?
It's Roger Mark. Roger Joe Blob.
Hello, Mr. Joe Blob, and what's your story?
Oh, well, Mark, I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was me coming of age party. I was 18 years old and it rushed a man.
It's a great feeling, isn't it, Roger?
Too right. Anyway, I met up with some of me older chums, Billy, Cliff, Mick and Julius.
Yeah.
And we set off down the pub to imbibe in some of the local landlord's finest ale for the first time ever.
Yes.
So we set off up the cobbled hill, past the glue factory and down to the Hangman's Arms, where I was to take my first taste of alcohol.
Go for it, son.
So, I guess in the pub, and it was a strange sight to behold, Mark.
Yeah?
Lots of old men in flat caps and hobnail boots smoking roll-ups and playing skittles.
Ooh.
Was actually quite intimidated by the air of drunkenness and latent violence.
Yeah, Big Jesse.
Anyway, I thought I'd take it easy to begin with, so I had a pint of tap water to set me up.
Did you not fancy a sparkling mineral water, Thirsty Camel or something?
They didn't have punchy bottled mineral water in them days, Mark. Get with it.
Why, when was this?
1995, Mark.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I went to the bar and I had a look at the hand-pump straight from the casket beers available. But could I make my mind up?
Why, what did they have, Stella?
No.
Oh, Foster's?
No.
Guinness?
No, Mark, just Best Bitter and Best Mild.
Oh, lovely.
Well, the lads were getting impatient, shouting crude things like, "Oi, Roger, you rotter, get the drinks in, will you? We're parched." And even worse, "Hurry up, silly dithering man."
Uncouth youth.
Well, that's a pub environment for you, Mark. It brings out the worst in you.
Mm.
So, to delay a decision being made, I got the fellas here preferred partake.
Yeah.
I got myself another pint of H2O water.
Well, there's no point in rushing into these things.
Well, indeed, Mark. Well, you see, I was a bit hungry by then. And I remembered, like, me dad telling me, before you go on the ale, son, line your stomach.
Right, yep.
Get a bit of ballast in you to stop you getting too drunk.
Good advice.
Yeah, so I went back to the bar and I bought a packet of pork scratchings.
Right.
Well, I'd never had them before, Mark. Oh, they were bloody foul. What a horrible taste!
Mm.
So I went back to the bar and downed another pint of water to try and get rid of the taste of the awful pigskin!
Did it work?
Didn't, Mark, no. So the barman suggested I run home quickly and brush me blooming teeth.
Well, a good idea.
So I ran the 2 miles back to our end terrace, Mark, brushed me teeth, ran all the way back to the pub.
You must have been exhausted, Roger.
I was. I'm parched.
Yes.
So when I got back to the alehouse, I went to the bar and got a nice cold pint of water and downed it in one glug, 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 right?
I get the idea, yeah.
Denmark, terrible thing happened.
Ooh, what was that?
The lads celebrating my newfound manhood subjecting me to a ritual apparently commonplace on such an occasion as this.
Boys will be boys. What did they do?
Well, they picked me up, Mark.
Yeah.
Then Cliff and Mick took a leg each.
All right.
And he swung me violently round and round in the public bar. Oh, God, no, he seemed to go on forever.
Right, I can believe it.
Yeah, anyway, Mark, once he put me down, guess what? Fell to the floor in the dizzy haze. Only knocked myself out.
Well, they will insist on executing dangerous pranks.
Oh, well, I woke up, Mark, and how embarrassed was I?
Well, I think most of us would have been mad dizzy after that, mate. Don't beat yourself up about it.
It wasn't that, Mark. I was embarrassed due to the fact that I woke up to find...
Go on.
I pissed me pants, Mark! I not even had any beer, just 4 pints of water!
Oh no!
You're an embarrassment.
Made up for it since, so, Mark, I am now a recovering alcoholic.
One big weekend, Manchester.
One big weekend is coming to Manchester on May the 3rd and the 4th.
It's a two-day festival under canvas with 8 DJs and 6 live bands all in front of 20,000 people, live and for free.
One big weekend.
On Saturday the 3rd, Radio 1 teams up with local club heroes Good Grief for 8 hours on the decks with me, Fergie, Judge Jules, Eddie Halliwell, Rob DeSera and Good Grief residents.
Then on Sunday, it's the turn of the bands with a day of live music featuring the Stereophonics, Feeder, Badly Drawn Boy, The Coral, Aqualung and Dirty Vegas.
The tickets are free.
And you'll need one to get in.
For Saturday's dance day, go to the Radio 1 ticket office in Albert Square, Manchester, tonight from 6.
And keep listening to Radio 1 for ticket details for Sunday.
Log on to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 or call 08700 100 100.
One big weekend is coming to Manchester on May the 3rd and the 4th.
110, 2 days, 6 bands, 8 DJs, 20,000 people, all live and all for free.
One big weekend, only with Radio 1.
Radio 1.
That's Kylie Minogue and Love at First Sight on Radio 1, 27 minutes past. And we've got the new single from Turing Breaks coming up. It is time to welcome our special guest, Fergie. How are you, Fergie?
I'm not bad, you all right?
Yeah, great. Thanks for coming in, mate.
No problem.
That's Turing Breaks and Average Man, their new tune, which is out on May 26th. It went well, that Fergie bit, I thought, didn't it?
He's a pro, isn't he?
He's a pro, that lad.
Came and did what he had to do and went.
Well, you know, it was a good... I was worried about that spot, but fair play to him.
Fair play to him.
It went well.
Radio 1.
All right, then, coming up, we got tunes from Coldplay and Pure Tone, some banging Easter dance tunes and the non-essential selection. It's 2:30 on Radio 1, and with the news, Trudy Barber.
Medical supplies and food are being blocked from getting into Iraq.
Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Save the Children says military paperwork and red tapes delaying desperately needed aid from getting into Iraq. They're trying to take medical supplies, food and water to Basra, but the troops say it's not safe. Brendan Paddy from the charity says one plane's been waiting more than a week to take off.
We're 11 days in now and we're not getting anywhere, frankly. So, you know, we'd like the US forces and the coalition generally, if they are sincere in saying they want to help people in Iraq, to fulfil their obligations to help us.
American and British troops are questioning a senior member of Saddam Hussein's regime who's been handed over by Iraqi Kurds who captured him in Mosul in northern Iraq. Samir Abdul Aziz al-Najim was Iraq's oil minister. Dozens of people have had to be moved from their homes after fire swept through a forest near Newport in South Wales. In Ayrshire, helicopters are being used to drop water on fires that have spread across 8 square miles of woods and grassland between Darvel and Cumnock. Islamic groups say they're disgusted after rashes of bacon were left on the body of a Muslim woman at a mortuary at Hillingdon Hospital in Middlesex. It's against the Muslim religion to touch or eat pork. Dan Levine is from the hospital.
This is a despicable one-off attack. We are doing all we can to try and find out how this has happened and who is behind it. We're paying particular attention to security around the mortuary at this time.
Trevor Francis has quit as manager of Crystal Palace. The First Division club say the decision was reached by mutual consent. Michael Schumacher was quickest in today's qualifying for the San Marino Grand Prix. Rubens Barrichello was second and Ralf Schumacher third. Radio 1 News beat more in an hour.
One love.
One love.
One station.
One station.
Radio One.
Slime is shooting up my spine. Your baseline.
That's Pure Tone and Addicted to Bass, and before that, Coldplay and Clocks. It's 22-3 on Radio 1, and this is Mark and Ladd. And Fergie's back!
Hello!
Hello!
Come back for more!
Come back for more. He's been sent in by... I mean, I thought... It's typical, that. Yeah. You know, it went really well, didn't it, Fergie? The bit
I thought that was it, finished, like.
Well, that was it, you know. He's been driven in, back in, by management.
Yeah, doing overtime here now, like.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely.
Good Friday, you know.
Fergie, one of Radio 1's and the UK's foremost dance DJs, and, of course, is up here in the north because Easter, big time for dance, and I'm thinking particularly of the bake-up scene up in Lancashire, Fergie. I mean, you're familiar with all that, aren't you?
Aye, that's the Easter coconut dancers, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. Britannia coconut dancers. And so I thought while we were talking, it would be appropriate to have some banging Easter dance music played by Martin Carthy and Brass Monkey and four bake-up tunes. See, because they're normally accompanied by a silver band, but what you don't get with this is the combination of the sweetness of the playing and the stomping of the clogs and the clattering of the wooden nuts, you see. Irresistible. I mean,
I can hardly, like, you know, sitting down's a problem, isn't it, when you put this on?
That's
it. You just want to drink water and dance, don't you?
Well, that's it, really, isn't it? Anyway, Fergie, welcome, right?
Yours.
Now then, you've got an important appointment in about 3 hours' time, haven't you? Because you're getting away at 6. So tell us what's happening this afternoon.
Well, we're going to be down at Heaton Park, 6 o'clock, giving away thousands of
tickets. I don't think you are, mate. I think you're going to be Eaton
Park. No, that's right. Albert Square.
Far be it from me to correct you, because I'll be at home.
I'm getting all muddled up. Well, I'll be at Heaton Park. Nobody else will be. That's on the 3rd. Albert Square. We've got thousands of tickets to give away.
Yeah.
So you've got to come down.
Right.
I hope I'm not giving them away myself, like.
Well, no, you'll have a couple of people.
Oh, yeah, out for now, definitely. And it's 2 tickets per person, is it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And then, yeah. And what's happening in the square? I mean, is it going to be broadcast live on air, this momentous event?
What, today?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, I don't think so, actually. Obviously, the Heaton Park thing's going to be live from 5. And
I think they're going to do a link on the phone, something like that. I think so, yeah.
It's a good job you're here to fill us in.
It's information.
So it's not on air, and it's in Heaton Park tonight.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for that.
See you there.
That's cleared that up.
But tell us about the day itself as well. We're giving away free tickets for this thing this afternoon, but it's Heaton Park on Saturday the 3rd.
The 3rd, yeah. That's dance day on the 4th of its band day.
Right, yeah.
So it's live on air from 5, starts at 3.
Yeah.
I think I'm actually playing from 8 till 9 on air, so...
Right, OK. Well, because that's early for you, isn't it?
That is early, yeah, as we were saying, yeah.
You've got a gig tonight, and where's that?
We're playing at Ascension tonight.
Oh, right.
No, that's not Heaton Park.
Ryan's just getting some crack here now.
Ascension. And
yeah, Ascension. It's the first time I've played in Manchester for about 3 years, so I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, that's a banging night spot, is it?
Well, we're a wee bit banging. I'll maybe get that CD. I'll feed it for you a bit later on.
A bit of this?
Yeah, that's it.
This will slam this. 4 bake-up tunes. That's
check his bag
want,
on the way out. It'll be happening now.
What time are you on at Ascension?
2 o'clock.
What, in the morning?
Yeah, that's right. Are you coming down?
I'm ready. You're joking.
Well, I'll be in rapid eye movement by then, mate.
He's a wee well in bed with your pajamas on.
No,
we won't.
I know. We'll just be getting going now, won't we? Right?
Going where?
Well, we're playing this at our castle, won't
that's
we?
That's right, yeah. Sorry, we're busy.
No, Easter, it's traditional at our castle. We entertain the staff. We let all the serfs come in off the estate, you know, and all that. So.
You got to do it.
So we have got to do that. All right, so get down there today. Albert Square, not Heaton Park.
Not Heaton Park. It's not about
that. I'm going to Heaton Park.
All right. We've got Albert Square today and see Fergie. Is Pete Tong going down as well?
No, I don't think he'll be there.
All right, then.
Is the Pope going?
Aye, he's going along.
Is he? Oh, I think I'll go then.
Last time I was at Heaton Park, the Pope was there.
In a Pope-mobile.
He did it. His mix was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was awful, yeah. But anyway, right, so that's what's happening this afternoon for one big weekend, Saturday the 3rd of May. Go down to Albert Square in Manchester this afternoon from 6 o'clock and get yourself a ticket. All right, right. Cheers, Fergie.
No problem.
Bye. I thought we were better sticking with the first bit.
The first bit was.
I'm never shy, but this is different.
Will you do a Cadley Cadley Hoo Hoo for Jim Essery, who's 31 tomorrow, from Brother Jay?
Cadley Cadley Hoo Hoo!
Right, Monday. Biggity biggity bong for Jem Priestley in Lockerbie, who's getting ready for a party tonight.
Biggity biggity bong.
That's from Duncan in Kinross, who is her boyfriend, I believe.
Oh.
That's Daniel Bedingfield. Thanks very much to Fergie for coming in with all the information
that you needed
about that ticket giveaway. Fair play to him. Fair play to him. Right, that's Madonna, of course, and that's more or less it from us, OK? We're going to leave you with some shout-outs to the posses and masses out there.
Oh, yeah.
Particularly the massives crisscrossing the nation en route for Bake Up for the Britannia Coconut Dance, you know, spectacular.
Millions of them.
That's it, you know, travelling bands crisscrossing, as I say. We're going to have Plummet and Damaged very shortly. Mm. Chris Moyles is on at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned for that. We'll leave you the very special non-essential mix, right? Which is put together by MC Dark Prince in our area.
Oof.
And me. And we're thinking of doing this as acid folk, doing folk raves at the Summer Folk Festival.
It's a goer, you know.
In a big marquee. All right, so we'll leave you some banging Easter dance tunes and we will see you again on Tuesday. Thanks very much for listening.
Just like a quick shout-out to say hello to my boyfriend, Wayne, who took me to see the Stereophonics tribute band last night.
Ooh.
Honestly, I couldn't believe it. They were rubbish. Absolutely rubbish. Sounded awful, they did. Bloody awful.
Aww.
Yeah, amazing, really. Just like the real thing. Had them off to a tee. Unbelievable.
Hugh Jones here in Wales, isn't it?
Hugh!
Yes, just a quick shout-out to say I'm really into Kylie Minogue's new material.
Woo!
Especially that stretch polyester material that her new range of knickers is made out of.
Woo!
Oh, yes, really into that new material I am. Oh, yes, oh, isn't it?
Yakida, yakida, yakida.
Here at Fazakerly Trade and Labour Club.
Bob!
Yeah, listen, mate, just a quick shout-out to say we got Big Rick Waller headlining tonight for our Easter holiday extravaganza, and we could do with a support act.
Woo!
You know, someone who can act as a support to hold up the stage while he's on. Well, he's eaten all the Easter eggs, hasn't he? Big fat git.
Yo-yo-yo!
Here.
Glenda! Glenda!
Yes, with a quick shout out to thank Mr. Craig David for releasing his latest CD, which I just listened to, and which I'm recommending to all my friends here at the National Association of Insomniacs, and anyone else who has trouble getting to sleep. Thank you very much, Craig. Keep up the bad work.